Hi, Tess.
So, you know, this is the second time in a month we've had power supply issues have just wreak havoc at Central, really. Do we know what's causing them and why they keep happening?
Well, I have my suspicions, Tess, but first can I talk to you about project accounting? See, if your local council decides to fix your road and another one over the other side, that we spend so much digging it up, the two up, and so much putting new bitumen down, but you could add them up, it'd be more useful to add up the digging and the bitumen for your street, and then that's the total for that decision to do your street, and then add them up for the other street, and then that's the total for the night. You do your accounting according to the decisions you make. And the case of the building the metro, which is a major activity in Sydney at present, it's been noticed that there's been some expenses of building the metro have been pushed onto the existing railway network. And that's probably because the politicians want the metro to look brilliantly smart and efficient and the old railway to look bogged down with heavy expenses, and it's about time we did something about it, you see. And this just gives me a slight suspicion, no more, a slight suspicion, that this faulty cable at Central this week was because somebody digging holes for the metro drove a truck over it. And we're not going to be told that. That's just a suspicion, Tess, but that's the sort of thing that's going on. I'd be surprised if the power supplies at Central were bad in the normal course of things, but when you start driving excavators around and digging holes everywhere, things can go wrong. And I'd like to hear a proper explanation in detail of what happened, but I don't think we're going to.
So I suppose then it's to the point where, you know, a lot of Sydneysiders, it's just part of life. We just expect there to be all sorts of delays running around the train network at the moment. You know, it's just, it never ends. Do you think that we are going to be seeing more of this as time goes on?
Well, we're certainly going to be seeing more of the politics. And in fact, only a few minutes ago, I got my notification of this weekend's track work, and they're already having trucks going into the tunnels between Chatswood and Epping to suss out things for the forthcoming conversion from a double-deck to metro train. And well, when you think about it, that's the cost. That's a consequence of the decision to build the metro, and that should be shown quite clearly to the public. But instead of what I think is going to happen, we're going to be told how brilliant these metro trains are. They'll probably have their own logo. You know, they get a letter T with a orange background for the trains, and L with a red background, a white L on a red background for the trams. Well, I would guess that we're going to have a white M on a turquoise background for the metro, even though it's going to service some of the same stations like Chatswood and Central as the existing trains. But it'll be made to look different and more efficient and brilliant and all that sort of thing. And it's all about appearances, Tess.
And it all does seem to come back to the metro at the end of the day, doesn't it?
Well, that's a big activity at present. In the eastern suburbs, there's the light rail, and things are being done to make it look smart and all that sort of thing. But on Sunday, I was on a tram coming back into town from the inner west, and my tram stopped because of a broken down tram between, somewhere between Convention and Central.
Classic.
Right. And once that happens, the trams have to stop. Well, that's going to happen from time to time in the eastern suburbs, a tram line when it's built. And nothing's being said about it, right?
It does seem, I guess, questionable at best. Is there any particular lesson that, you know, the government doesn't seem to be learning with all these consistent, you know, power supply failures or just other, you know, disruptions to the train network?
I think the lesson is never believe what a politician says. It's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. All this has been taken out of the hands of expert staff. You've heard of John Bradfield, for instance.
Yeah.
What he did was he spent the World War One years planning a railway, suburban railway network for Sydney. And he, while he was at it, he had some road expansion. And he was designing it for a city of 1.5 million people or whatever it was. And he did his job, see? But these days you get politicians announcing stuff that's going to win them votes at the next election, whereas magnets is a boring old thing, and because it's not interesting to politicians, not enough of it's done.
So I suppose if, you know, we were to hand all of the responsibility, well, not all, but, you know, if we were supposed to, you know, give you the power to do what you would like with the system, would it be maintenance, you think, that's the best way to move forward?
Well, maintenance projects would get a look in a way that they're not getting at present, because they're not, to use the word sexy enough, they're not something anyway, and it's all about, for far as politicians are concerned, cutting a ribbon and getting on the television news.
Well, it's going to be an interesting one to watch, because I'm sure we'll grab you back next time the central trains go down. But Jim, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Tess.